Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast channel and to another bite-sized political podcast. Before I start, can I thank everyone who have already placed their orders for the Pure Blood badges? They will be dispatched to you as quickly as possible, faster than a speeding bullet fired by Alec Baldwin. And you'll get them really soon. And if you haven't ordered one yet, please, all you need to do is click below, visit Alt News Media Shop, and there you can get your own highly personalized, highly, highly attractive Pure Blood badge. Stand apart from the masses. Show them that you're not a sheep. So that being said, let's talk about where we are with the whole COVID business, and in particular, the booster shot. Have you had your booster shot yet? Well, if you haven't, it's not for want of trying on behalf of the government and the media. The BBC headline today is Booster Jab Rollout. It protects myself and other people. And they've got three journalists, Nikki Fox, Sam Reid, and Pete Cooper, three BBC journalists, writing absolute garbage. So apparently, yes, it's going to protect yourself and other people if you get the booster. Really? Is that right? Well, we'll come to that in a second. But so the government's calling on all those eligible to get the booster, to take up the offer, step forward, roll up your sleeve, hold out your arm, think of England, right? Booster jabs are being offered to at-risk groups, including all the over 50s, and the frontline health and social care workers. So this is what the government's saying. And so they do a little piece about in a care home. Oh, it's a lovely image. Dr. Smith has to wait 15 minutes with his patients after the Pfizer jab. Is that Dr. Smy? This is a guy. You've got a picture. Dr. Peter Smy, who works for a GP practice in Bury St. Edmunds, and has until 1st of December to give booster to his most vulnerable housebound patients. And so here we have an elderly lady, an image of an elderly lady. She doesn't look too good, by the way. He's looking at her. He's got his mask on. She doesn't. How does that work? And anyway, she's had her Pfizer booster. Pfizer booster. And apparently, as the headline suggests, this keeps people safe. You see, it protects yourself and others. Now, I know some of you vaccine anti-vax bigots out there mightn't agree with that, but that's because you don't understand science. You see, the science is clear. You've had one shot and it was 97% effective. Remember, they told us that back in January. 97% effective, almost 100% effective. And then about 3 or 4 months later, they said, yeah, we've had to think about it. You're going to need another shot. What? Isn't it 97% effective? Maybe not so much 97%, maybe down to 57%, maybe 0%. We can't be sure. But anyway, you're going to have to roll up your sleeve, hold out your arm, and we're going to give you the second shot. The second shot's doubly good and virtuous because not only does it give you the extra protection to get you to 100%, it means you can go on holiday. There you go. That was before, of course, they monkeyed around with the traffic light list. Remember that? Lols from the government over the summer. So you got your second one. So there you have it. The population's been jabbed once, 97% effective. Twice, 100% effective. And now, of course, yeah, you got to get your booster. The first two were most likely AstraZeneca. So now the mRNA cocktail is getting mixed up inside you. You're getting a bit of the Pfizer. So you're getting a Pfizer. Could I have a vodka and tonic? Could I have a Pfizer and AstraZeneca? Yeah, get the AstraZeneca in them, as many as possible between now and the beginning of December. That's what the, according to the BBC, that's where the GPs are being targeted upon. And so they are being, so the people are being asked to suspend all belief, which they will do, and think that this is the one that's going to do it. This time, more than any other time, this jab's going to get it right. It's going to stop us from getting the Rona, and it's certainly going to stop people from getting it from us. And the only slight problem with that, and it's a tiny problem, and only nitpickers are going to sort of focus on it. The only problem about that is that the Prime Minister himself has stated that the vaccines, boosters or otherwise, do not stop you spreading it or do not stop you getting it. His words, not mine. Take it up with Boris Johnson. Do not come at me, right? So Johnson said this, and they all know this, that it doesn't stop you spreading it and it doesn't stop you getting it. So how on earth can anybody with a straight face say, I'm doing this to protect you? Because you're not. This is the government's behavioral scientists using the psychological ploy. As human beings, I think we all have a desire to want to behave in a way that helps keep our friends and neighbors and families and everyone around us as safe as possible. That's one of the better characteristics of our human psychology. And they've drilled into that. And they've exploited it. So people think they're doing something which is virtuous and good. In fact, according to the Prime Minister, it has no impact whatsoever. Just like wearing masks, no impact whatsoever. So roll up, get your booster, even though your booster is going to do as little for you as your first two shots. But get your booster. And is there anybody listening to this who's under any doubt that in 2022, you're going to be required to get more boosters? Because they haven't started, they haven't stopped. They've only just about got started. You are going to, but your body, if you're into this, is going to become brimming with mRNA and all the spike proteins. And remember, we have no medium to long-term evidence for what that does to the human body, but it doesn't matter. Roll up your sleeve, stick out your arm, and we will get you the booster shot in. And it's all super duper safe. Don't worry about those unfortunate adverse reactions, because there's not really any of them apart from the vast numbers detailed on the yellow card, which they don't talk about because it's hashtag awkward. And so we have this bizarre world where people are still being sold the same lie that they were sold back in December, January of this early beginning of 2021, namely, do it for others, do it for yourself to protect yourself, but do it for others to protect them. Yeah, but the virus will still get me. I can still be catch it just as easily. There's no empirical evidence to the contrary. Yeah, well, that may be the case, but I still think you should have it. And so it goes, folks. This is a perpetual hamster wheel people are on. You can see it, I can see it. Once you start taking jabs, you will only be able to retain your vaccination status if you keep taking the latest booster. So fundamentally, if you've been taking it, they've got you. If you've been taking it, to be able to turn around and say, well, look, I'm fully vaccinated, so I get to go into restaurants and pubs. I get to fly on holidays. I get to access society. If you've been doing that, thinking that the second jab was going to do that for you, well, as you can see, they're now saying that the booster shot is going to be necessary for over 50s. And in due course, you will no longer be described as being vaccinated unless you've taken your booster shot. So the government's going to shove it into you. And if you have already taken it, I think it's going to be very difficult for you not to. But of course, if you think you shouldn't take it, then you most definitely shouldn't take it. However, that's the world we are in, folks, where we've got millions of British citizens running around a hamster wheel, where after a couple of revolutions, bang, in goes the next job. This time around, you're 100%. Definitely. I know we told you that last time and the time before, but this time you can trust us. We're the government. You can trust us. We are the medical fraternity. You can trust us. We're celebrities, and we would never, ever seek to mislead you. So there you have it, folks. That's about it from me. Do consider, as I say, if you haven't bought a Pure Blood badge, do consider getting one. And also, please have a think about becoming a patron of this dynamic channel. Over to you, and speak soon.